Okay. First Timothy chapter 3. Let's start from First Timothy chapter 3. Are you in chapter 3? Okay. Paul began to talk to Timothy about, Paul was discussing with Timothy about some offices, the offices of a bishop, a deacon, and thereabout. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now look at what, I want to read from verse 14 and verse 15. He says, "These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly." Verse 15. "But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you hearing me? You see, Paul was clear with Timothy as regards what the assembly is. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you hearing me? It was clear. He said the church is the what? Can we read that together? Verse 15, 1 to go. Are we reading it? He said, "It is the pillar and the ground of truth." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, when we come to services like this, what we teach from the Word of God. When Paul was using that word, he was using it as regards the offices. Are you hearing me? The offices, how men ought to conduct themselves when they come for a gathering like this. But emphatically, he said something that is very important about the believers. He said what? The church is the what? Is the pillar and the what? Ground of truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is very vital. The one who come to services like this, when we come together like this, we take instructions from the Word of God. Are you hearing me? And we walk in line with the instructions. I have always said something. If there's anything wrong outside in the world, if there's anything happening that is wrong, especially as regards spirituality, right? Or how men are taking the things of the Spirit, said the first place it can be corrupted is where? Where? In the church. Hallelujah. 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 So we started up on a series titled Prayer, right? Right? Answer me, right? Okay. Our team text is somewhere. Colossians chapter what? Chapter 4. Let's go to Colossians chapter 4. Hallelujah. I wish this generator can just go up and never come up. Hallelujah. Hope you can hear me from the back. That's the most important thing. Hallelujah. How many of you, some of you didn't come for the 10 hours prayer. We didn't even use 10 hours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you didn't come. You missed a lot. Hallelujah. Don't miss on the 27th. No matter what, don't miss it. Hallelujah. You tongue all night. Well, we're going to look at it. It's part of what we'll look at today. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 4. Okay. Verses 2. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Are you with me? It says, "Continue earnestly in prayer. Be vigilant." Hallelujah. "In it, with thanksgiving." Hallelujah. Paul wrote and he said to the church that they should continue in prayer. Hallelujah. And I've explained to you what it means to continue, right? Procrastio, which means to do what? To be diligent, right? To be diligent. Continually, to be diligent. Now it tells you to be continually diligent in prayer. It's an instruction. Hallelujah. Paul passes, was passing a call on instruction. It tells them to be diligent in prayer. Another word you can use there is to be faithful in prayer. Hallelujah. I told her that the same word used for continuing prayer was the same word used in Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Somebody should quickly read. Romans 12, 12. It's a continued instant in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says we should be instant in prayer. And I told you, for Paul to give such an instruction, it means prayer is important to the believer. Right? Right? Prayer is important to the believer. If you want to know the importance of prayer, we'll have a topic, the importance of prayer. Right? And I'm just going to do a little recap. Maybe in the next 2-3 minutes, I should be done. And I said, for you to know how important prayer was, we need to check out the life of the who? Of the master, right? Right? Yes, from Luke chapter 3, verse 21, the Bible shows us when Jesus, Yahushua, was walking, I mean, was going to be baptized, the Bible says he prayed. Hallelujah. He did what? He prayed. The Bible shows us in Luke chapter 5, verses 18, how that he withdrew himself to do what? To pray. In the Bible shows us that sometimes he would take himself out to go and pray. Hallelujah. It means prayer is very important to the believer. Hallelujah. Then what is prayer? I told us something about prayer last week, right? Right? Using a little child as an example. But you know, if we don't know what prayer really is, we will not understand why it is important for believers to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it wasn't important, Jesus wouldn't pray. You see, you must understand who Jesus is. Jesus is God himself, made man. Hallelujah. He was God. The Bible says, and the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Hallelujah. Meaning, he is God. In the flesh, he prayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is prayer? Somebody once said prayer is just a very simple thing. When you want to pray, Jesus Christ told us, and he said, when you want to pray, you say, Our Father, who art in heaven. I don't know if you still do like that. Look, we can correct ourselves with love. Hallelujah. The Bible is told us to correct ourselves with love. Hallelujah. How many of you pray that way? Our Father. You know, I remember years back when we were small, there was this young guy. He didn't have to do that. So, you know, whenever we come to school, see, thankful, the school is not the place where you learn how to pray. I've always said that, right? Some have food they cannot eat. Some can eat, but have no food. We have food and we can eat. Glory be to the Lord. Amen. Jesus, come and eat. Satan, go away. Lord Jesus and the devil. Hallelujah. He don't learn how to pray in the school. Hallelujah. A little boy was taught to pray. While we're small, so we were praying. You know, we that are from Jim Christian home, you know what I mean. Hallelujah. So we started, Our Father. I heard the young guy say, Our Father, 2 times 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And you know, there are some people who don't even pray that way, but they don't know the reason why they don't pray that way. Hallelujah. They don't pray that way. But they don't even know the reason why they don't pray that way. They just knew that, hey, Pastor Smart told us years back we shouldn't pray that way. So therefore, let's avoid it. Right? Hallelujah. Pastor Wisdom told me something on Saturday morning. He said, half-baked truth is as worst as not even saying, okay, he said it's as worst
even worse than a lie.
Have baked truth. When you don't really know the reason why you're not doing what you're doing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, if I ask you the question, why don't you say it?
Well, I don't know why I don't say it.
Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Open your Bibles with me. Let's look at that first.
Hallelujah. Hey, that should be Luke 11. Let's go to Luke 11. Luke chapter 11. Have to get there fast before you get there. Stand lower than the fast.
Okay, Luke chapter 11, verses 1. Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place. Look at his lifestyle again. He was praying. Hallelujah. When he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. Hallelujah. He said, teach us to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, somebody now said, then Jesus taught them how to pray. He said, when you pray, you say, our Father. Who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Well, actually, the word our and in heaven does not exist. The word actually, Jesus said that was our Father. It's Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us all our sins. And we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But stop. You also find the same thing in the book of Matthew, if I don't mistake it, or Mark chapter 6. Hallelujah. Now stop. Jesus told them pray in this manner, right? But first of all, look at who he was talking to. He was talking to his disciples who were not yet born again. Hallelujah. Even the content of the prayer is not the content of the prayer for the believers. Jesus himself, the master himself, never prayed this way. Hallelujah. He never prayed this way. Open your Bible to John chapter 17. At least we'll have a record of his prayer. Hallelujah. You saw how we pray. Right? He didn't say, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Come on. Hallelujah. And forgive us our trespasses. I told you last 2 weeks that if you're born again, God doesn't forgive your trespasses. No. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1 verse 14, if I'm not mistaken. It says, the word used is aphesis, right? Aphesis, what is aphesis? He has blotted it out. He has remitted it. Hallelujah. So, the believer doesn't receive forgiveness of sin. No, the believer have remission of sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is the remission of sins? The remission of sins means it is gone out of the way. You were not forgiven. It was taken out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love what a young man told me one time. How nice, I said, but I told him God has not written things. He said, as a believer, you've come to a fountain where there is water pouring you. In that fountain, if there's any death, death cannot stay in the fountain. That is how it is to be born again. You don't have a sin because you're on that fountain. I said, it's so nice, and so the analogy is wonderful, but it's not true. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why is it not true? The believer doesn't receive forgiveness of sins. No, the believer has his sins remitted. That is to say, it has been paid for. Hallelujah. It has been blotted out of the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Jesus was talking to believers here. Yeah, they were not born again until he has ascended, right? How do you believe the disciples weren't born again until he had ascended? How do we believe that?
they couldn't be born again, right? They couldn't be born again. Hallelujah. Yeah.
So it wasn't meant to let me born again. Hallelujah.
I mean, what is meant to born again, folks? He said, lead us not into temptation. Lead us not. I don't understand. Do you understand that word? But he told Peter, he said, pray that ye fell from not into temptation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus wasn't referring to our kind of prayers here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we go ahead? Can we go ahead? Okay. Now, first of all, we've established the fact that this is not a believer's kind of prayer. Right? Right? Then number two. You know, I want to say it because all this while I'm waiting for a time where I will teach on prayer to talk about it. But let me talk about it. The last verse of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians verses last. I like doing that. 2 Corinthians verses last. Or you go to the last part of 2 Corinthians.
Last verse.
Some people are looking at the 2 Corinthians verses last. Yeah, go there. Hallelujah. Okay, the verse before Galatians. Somebody should read. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of the Father and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. You know, most times this has become part of our prayer, right? Right? But was Paul praying there? Was Paul praying there? Paul wasn't praying. Hallelujah. He was only concluding a letter. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, someone said, in Christianity, we have three kinds of prayer. And I said, what is it? I'm going to tell you, this is yes, but the first of all, we have the Lord's Prayer, our Father. After that, we have the Grace Prayer. And lastly, we have the surely prayer. The surely prayer. Surely. Goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. And truly, these are not prayers. Paul was ending. In fact, if you read all the epistles, when Paul was done writing every epistle, the same way you were in school, you were told to write thank you. Even as I anticipated hearing from you, right? In all Paul's epistles, he ended it with the grace of the Lord be with you. Hallelujah. He only tells them to be conscious of the grace that is in them, and not a prayer, and not a way to conclude every prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it shouldn't become a part of your prayer life. So sometimes if you are in a service, if the preacher doesn't say the grace, people just be looking. So, in the Orthodox, there's one that they do. They call it benediction. The Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, and cause his face to shine upon you. And the church will say, Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, can we go ahead? Let's open other scriptures. Let's look at some things. I have to clear that because we have a lot to look at, right? Right? Okay, prayer. I have a lot I want to show us. Open your Bible with me to Mark chapter 6. Hallelujah. Mark, are you in Mark? Let's start. I said chapter 6. Let's look at from verse 46. Verse 46. Are you in verse 46? Yeah. You can read.
When he had sent them away, he departed into the mountain.
Hallelujah. Look at his lifestyle.
He says, when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He departed where? Into the mountains to pray. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. And he prayed. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 5, verse 16. I've quoted that, but I want to see that.
And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed.
And prayed. Chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. Hope you are getting on these verses. I'm not just calling it now, you just read. You get them down. Wow, let's look at that verse 12. Chapter 6, verse 12. And when he had sent them, Luke chapter 6, let's go, everybody go there, verse 12. And in chapter 6 of Luke, verse 12, I'm there. And in Luke chapter 6, verse 12, it says, now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to God. Did you see that? He continued how many times? All night. Did you see he went for disco party all night? Did you see he went for school club all night? Did you see he went for socials all night? Did you see he was watching Telemundo all night? Hallelujah. What was he doing all night? He was praying. You see, the all night you're talking about, yes, no all night of 12 to 6. No, hallelujah. Hallelujah. While we were praying that day, I was going around. I saw some people standing and praying and sleeping. They were staggering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Men. Men pray. Luke 18 verse 1. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Hallelujah. Do not lose heart. Pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are not praying because there's a problem. No. I showed us last week, right? That Jesus prayed. The Bible didn't tell us there was a problem or there was a prayer point. You don't need to have a prayer point before you can pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer is the character. Is the character of the believer. Prayer number one is an instruction. I showed you that, right? In Colossians, he said, continue in prayer. It's an instruction. And as students of the world, we have been taught. We have been taught how to hearken to instructions. Hallelujah. So continue in prayer. Prayer is the believer's lifestyle. And that is what we are seeing from the master. He is a man of prayer. The Bible says he went to pray all night. Not 12 to 6. Not 10 to 6. Not like 8 to 6 we try to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Israel, night time. You know, I've always said there's a problem with our timing. Hallelujah. There's a problem with the timing of the world. If you look at it in a sense, you would read from the scripture, you know what timing really is. Hallelujah. Now, timing in Israel or in the Jews, is actually from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. 6 p.m. Meaning Jesus, the Master, Yahushua HaMashiach, was praying. Some people were praying and they were saying, my leg's hot, my leg is hot. They prayed, Jesus prayed from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Lifestyle. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle. Prayer is a lifestyle. Yeah. You don't need to have a prayer point. That's what I'm trying to let you know. You just pray. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Monga barabashata lavandegerabashata. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You pace the floor. Jesus prayed for how long? All night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not all night music concert. All night praying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer is an instruction to the believers. So we need to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then when you pray, you must understand something. First of all, we know. Listen to me. We know that the master lives in us. The Bible says we are his temple. Right? Right? We are his temple. Right? I thought us, we thought this message years back, that we are the temple, we are the abode of the Father. Hallelujah. The Father lives in us. The Father does what lives in us, right? Through the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A believer can now say, I have heaven in me. Hallelujah. You have heaven in you. Hallelujah. Amen. The Father abides in me. He lives in me. You know that song? He's living in me. Hallelujah. The Father lives in me. Hallelujah. He says he's the author of love. Meaning once you're born again, you can't walk in hatred. Hallelujah. You walk in love. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, what does prayer do? Prayer is an act of fellowship. If you see prayer as an act of fellowship, koinonia, you understand why you ought to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I showed us the importance of prayer. I told us why do believers pray, right? And I said, what happens when we pray? Power is made available, right? Power doesn't come from heaven. Power is made available. Why? Because you are conscious of, you see, when you pray, you are in a fellowship with the Father. Hallelujah. Mark, open your Bible with me.
Yes, I wrote that down. Okay.
Matthew 26, verse 36. Somebody should read that for me. Fellowship. The word used for fellowship in the scripture is the word called koinonia. Are you hearing me? Koinonia. Hallelujah. It's a fellowship. It's communion. Like, it's a communion. It's a communication. Hallelujah. It's the same word. Partnering. Partnership. Fellowship. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, when you pray, not only do you make power available, you are having a communication. Are you hearing me? Prayer is not an earthly thing. When I mean earthly, it's not a carnal thing. Prayer is spiritual. Hallelujah. So if you see prayer as a carnal thing, when you need to have a prayer point or a reason or a mood, you miss it out. Hallelujah. Prayer is a communication between you. You're having a fellowship with the Father. I hear me. I hear me. I hear me. So you see prayer as a fellowship. Wow. You're getting it there. Hallelujah. It's a fellowship we have with the Father. It's a means we communicate. Koinonia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, when we do this, that is why the Bible says, power is made available when we pray. James chapter 5 verse 16. Right? Said it effects a heartfelt prayer of the righteous man. He said, make a tremendous power available. Hallelujah. Make a tremendous power available. Power doesn't come from above, it comes from within. Hallelujah. The power comes from within. Hallelujah. Because you're having a communion with the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Very important. When you have communion with the Father. So, if you're having communion with the Father, or if you're having a time to fellowship with the Father, if you're having a time to communicate to the Father via your spirit, because it's a spiritual affair, how long do you think you can stay?
our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Some people will rush to pray. Even those that will speak it all soon. So prayer is important to the believer. Jesus Christ spoke to the disciples in Luke chapter 22, and he told them to watch and pray with him. For how long? He said, at least, you were not born again. He said, at least, get you watch. And let go and, try to remember that word. The word for watch is to be vigilant and pray with him for only 1 hour. And the Bible says he went out again and prayed in the same hour and came back. He came back how many times? 3 times. He prayed 3 hours and he was sleeping. For the believers, pray 1 hour is the unbeliever. Hey! You know, some people are like, this is real business. When you see, you pray because prayer is an instruction, is a fellowship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember days where we used to go to a brother tagged with wilderness. Hallelujah, bro. I'm trying to remember his name. Bro Hillary, he tagged in wilderness. We were always looking for places to pray in the base because they were always, because we always want to support ourselves and they will always chase us. I prayed it. You see, there was a time they said no more praying in the houses was because of him. The block had to find the important thing. He's always shouting on the block. I was not taught to pray under my breath. I was taught to pray with my strength. I pray with my strength and with all of my being. So I don't set out to pray like this. My soul don't ask it. I set out to pray. And before you know, in the heat of it, the other day I prayed from inside the room. I came out because there was nothing to hold. I came out and I helped my mom's deep freezer. Help it. The hand began to shake. When I saw the tea was shaking, I shift handle. Went somewhere else. I was holding the drum. I just needed to pray. And I just kept praying. I went, hallelujah. It has become, prayer is my life. So don't shortchange it. Hallelujah. Some people say, you know, I don't need to pray. I am not big in the world. You know. No. I give you a few months, you will drop. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Few weeks. You see, some people want to see, you know, some people say, but Osman, how is it that you just switched into the prophetic one time and just, brother, it comes on prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to see the miraculous around you? Spend time to pray. The miraculous does not come from heaven. God doesn't paint you again. No, it's the Messiah. You need to understand what kind of spirit you have. Now, the Bible says to be joint with the harlot is one flesh of the harlot. It says to be joint with the Lord is one with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's one spirit, not one with him. Sorry. It's one spirit. Hallelujah. We don't have two spirits inside us. Come on here. I know there's. How many of you used to remember this Sunday school story? God talks in a small steel box. My son don't go, and the devil is there. Say, go, do. How many of you remember that? So you have two spirits God talking to you? No. Some people say, my own spirit and God's spirit. No. Hallelujah. Have you ever wondered what the Bible says? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The word you say is a new species. This one has not existed. Man has become one with him. Hallelujah. Man has become one with him. You can't separate. The Bible says, what can separate us? Hallelujah. We cannot be separated from him. We have become one with him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Zagabaraba Shatala. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm born again.
Born again.
I know what it takes to be born again.
I know what I have.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So prayer is very important to the believers.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So at least, listen, one funny thing there is that the disciples that he taught us to do our father never heard him say our father. The disciples, all the while they went to pray with him, never heard him pray what he just so that he was praying for us. Us. There was a time Jesus Christ went out to pray. Early in the morning, the disciples woke up and were looking for him. They were looking for him. He had gone to pray. Before he chose his disciples, the Bible says he prayed all night. He prayed all night. And he came and he chose his disciples. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Before any pastor in more than partner's ministry was chosen, he came by prayer. Are you hearing me? He came by serious prayer, times to pray. And the bidding of the Holy Spirit to go. And Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So why do we pray? Instruction. Fellowship. Hallelujah. So how do we pray? Since Pastor Smart, you say you don't need to have prayer points, huh? You don't need to be part of prayer warriors. You know, I've said it before. I said it like that. I'm going to say it again. The morning for us, so we've never had prayer warriors. And we never have prayer warriors. Okay. And we'll never have a prayer warrior team. Hallelujah. We have been taught that all of us have been set out to pray. Hallelujah. There are people who are giving pastors money to pray for them. You are not that set of people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So how do we pray? Ephesians chapter 6. Let's start from chapter 6. Verses 18 and 19.
Yes.
18.
Wait.
There's somebody here. Let somebody come up. Are you there? Okay. Let's pray together. One, two, go. No, when I say the new together, let's flow. Don't rush. Want to go? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a praying always. It is a prayer once in a week. For the believers, before I skip, the minimum time you should pray in a day, maybe not stretch, but the minimum time you should pray for Word and Father's ministry members, how they give you spiritual instruction. Eh? It's not the 1 hour Jesus told the disciples to pray. Eh? It's the minimum time we saw him pray, which is what? 3 hours. And I heard that in Lagos, let me put it in respect, everybody will hear. I heard that in Lagos, prayer time has been increased how many hours? 3 hours. When we were walking together in the spirit. Hallelujah. Minimum time to pray in a day. 3 hours. By the spirit will increase. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, between now and December, we'll have 24 hours prayers. No, I said we'll do that in the month of September, right? Right? We'll start going to 1 week prayers. Hallelujah. Just pray. Some people don't understand. Don't worry, we'll do another 10 hours next week. We are growing like that, right? Make prayer your life. Hey! Nobody told me to pray. Nobody instructed me to pray. Are you hearing me? But I knew from the world that prayer is important. I knew from the world that fasting is important.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you're done like this, you go out to any school. You are going for school campus meeting. You are going for a school meeting. And you have met, when you are talking to them, as you are here talking, the anointing will fall on them. You want to see the miraculous? You live out the miracle. We don't bring the miraculous from above. We show it forth. It's the character of our spirit. Are you hearing me? Now, Ephesians chapter 6. He says, praying always.
The word is praying always. Hallelujah. With all prayer and supplication in the spirit. You know, I read this from the Amplified, and it said what? You should pray always in the spirit. Hallelujah. So the emphasis is not with mannerism of prayer in terms of different kind of prayer, intercessory, prayer of the witches in my village, prayer to destroy and to rearrange. No, he's talking about the mannerism of prayer, which is the prayer of the spirit. Hallelujah. Now the Amplified rendered it well and clearly to us, right? Now it says pray in the spirit. Why would Paul instruct the church to pray in the spirit? First of all, man is a spirit, right? Man is a spirit. Now, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18, read that. He said, be not drunk with wine. Wherein is excess? He said, but be filled with the spirit. He said, be not drunk with wine. Wherein it is excess. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, looking at that word, Paul is telling you, rather than you to be intoxicated with wine, he said you should do what? Be filled with the spirit. Right? He said, singing. Right? To yourselves with psalms and hymns. And spiritual songs, hallelujah. He didn't say that the choristers will sing in psalms and hymns. He said, you sing into yourself in psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs, hallelujah. He said, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord, hallelujah. 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 These are the kind of messages that those who say they have been called to song as a song ministers should learn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not rababa. Hallelujah. Rababa, rababa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the kind of song they're singing in the street. You know, not the ones that you've written out the songs you want to sing. Huh? He came from heaven to earth to show the way from the air to the cross. Hallelujah. Not those kind of songs. For you sing in the spirit. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, instructed the church to pray in the spirit. Instructed the church to be intoxicated or to be filled with the spirit. And he told them in chapter 1, verse 13, that they have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. It tells you something. It's talking to the church. The same church at Ephesus is telling them that, number one, that they have the Holy Spirit in them. Right? Hallelujah. They become one with Him. Now, He told them to pray in the Spirit. What was Paul communicating to that they should pray in the Spirit? Hallelujah. Can I show you that? Can I show you that? Okay, Jude chapter 1 verse 20, hallelujah. Jude, I love bro Jude. Bro, Jude. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jude 20.
Not chapter 20. Jude verse 20. Hallelujah. You know, the first day I heard Jude 20, I'm like, oh! When you're doing surgery, and you think you know the Bible, and I say, oh, put to the book of Jude 20.
This minister is speaking in his case.
Hallelujah. He said, but you, beloved.
But you.
Talk to your neighbor.
But you.
But you, beloved. Building yourselves. The word there to build is the word ekotomio. Hallelujah. To build. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. O I E K O I E K E O D I N E O. Oikdomio. Hallelujah. It means to establish. Hallelujah. It means to do what? To establish, to build an edifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now he says, but you, beloved, establishing yourselves on your most holy faith. How? By praying in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! What is Jude communicating? It's the same thing Paul communicated to the church at Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. The same word used for building. The word oikodomio is the same word used in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It's the same word used in Matthew chapter 16 when Jesus spoke to Peter and he told Peter, after he was done talking to Peter, he now said, Peter, I'll build my church, right? Upon this stone, not Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church. The word for rock is the word for truth. Hallelujah. Upon this truth, I'll build my church. Referring to himself as the truth which Peter spoke about. Hallelujah. I said, and the gate of hell. The word for build there is the word oikodomio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll build my church. And the church has been built. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said the gate of hell will not prevail. He didn't say the gate of hell will not prevail against you. He said the gate of hell will not prevail against the building of the church. And the church has been established. Hallelujah. So therefore, you don't need a prayer group, a prayer warrior that will pray. Let's pray that the gate of hell will not prevail over the church of God, over the cell meeting we want to start in this sister's house.
We are not like that, huh? Hallelujah.
The gate of hell will not prevail. The gate of hell will not prevail. How do you see such kind of prayer? The gate of hell will not prevail. The Bible said, do not pray like the heathen do. He calls them hypocrites. He says, for they believe. He says, they use what? Vain repetition. Thinking they will be heard in their many words. Are you hearing me?
My time is right.
They use vain repetition. Do For he who speaks in tongues does not speak unto men but to God. No one understands him. Howbeit, in the spirit he does what? He speaks mysteries. To whom? So, when a man speaks in tongues, what happens? He's speaking to God. Hallelujah. He's not speaking to man. He's speaking to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you see that? When a man speaks in tongues, what is he doing? He's talking to God. Now, how can a man speak in tongues? Or in what way can a man communicate with God? In tongues, right? Right? Let's go ahead. Now, meaning speaking in tongues is speaking in the spirit because you are communicating to God. Verses 14. For if I pray in a tongue, well, the word A doesn't exist. If I pray in tongues, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. Did you see? Meaning, to speak in tongues is to pray in tongues. Hallelujah. What is the conclusion? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray in the understanding also. I will sing in the spirit. Did you see that to speak with tongues is to pray and to sing? Hallelujah. And Paul told them, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. Hallelujah. Meaning, I pray in the spirit more than you all. Now, what have I been able to establish for us today? Prayer is an instruction, right? And prayer is what? Fellowship, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Next week, we're going to look at prayer as an act of service. Hallelujah. And that is where we listed, we have some of our ministry materials. Hallelujah. We have some of our ministry materials on how to pray for brethren. How many have seen that daily devotional before? How to pray for brethren. How to pray for ministers. You see it in the daily devotional, right? Now we're going to look at that. It's an act of service. We discover that Paul prayed as a service, right?
Yeah.
Very important. He even instructed Timothy to pray for all men. Hallelujah. Verses in 1 Timothy chapter 3. He told him to pray for all men. Hallelujah. In Colossians chapter 1 and Philippians chapter 1, he prayed for the church. Ephesians chapter 1 and chapter 3, he prayed. Right? In Colossians, he prayed. In Thessalonians, in the book of today, in 1 Thessalonians, he prayed also. And he commits us to pray because prayer is an act of service. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at that also next week. Because of time, we'll look at that next week. But take notes. Prayer is an instruction. So beyond, as I said, beyond tenderness prayer, coming up to the 7th again, make prayer a habit. Are you hearing me? 3 hours minimum in a day. You may not go 3 hours straight, but you can divide it 3 hours. Some people can take it 9 hours in a day. Divide it into 3, 3, 3. Hallelujah. But minimum, you should pray a day. As of today, in what the Father's ministry, individually, is 3 hours per day. So break it out. Hallelujah. And not only should you, in those 3 hours per day, those are the times you withdraw yourself from distractions. I'm giving an instruction. You should be writing. You distract yourself from, you take yourself out of distractions for 3 hours and pray. I've helped some of us for the past few weeks. I told you to join me to pray when I do pray around 11 to 12, right? You can add that to your time and add another 2 hours. Aside these times, make prayer your lifestyle. Make speaking in tongues your lifestyle. I speak with tongues more than you all. Hallelujah. I had a man of God who I have made a mentor. He said, you pray as you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You pray as you go because that is how you came. So you pray as you go. Some of you are doing call as you go. Now this is pray as you go. You are going for interview. You sat down. Pray as you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer becomes your lifestyle. Hallelujah. It becomes your lifestyle. Everything, prayer. Don't joke with prayer. Hallelujah. Pray.
and teach the word. Hallelujah. And that is what we do, right? We teach you the word, not for you to just know and sit. We teach you the word to become teachers. Hallelujah. We mentor you in the word. We teach you the word as good disciples so that you become teachers where you go. And when you teach others the word, you teach them to pray also. Hallelujah. 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 R.W. Schambach said something 10 years back. He said, do not just follow a minister because of the works you see. Say, follow their labor. You follow their labor. Hallelujah. You follow their labor. Pastor Tony was sharing with us years back that God showed him that somebody like Pastor Chris used to pray nothing less than 7 hours in a day. And TB Joshua. So God showed him that. You follow their labor. Hallelujah. You want to see much more success in ministry. You want to see much more success in the things that you do. You pray. Hallelujah. You yourself. You want yourself. You know, I love last 2 years, we had cell leaders meeting. The cell leaders were asked to join in the pastor's meeting. And I saw some cell leaders like Sister, she's not around, Sister Kelechi, Pastor Philemon was the cell leader then. And they had a vision. They said they want to make their cell a church. But today we've not seen any cell become a church. We've not seen any cell get to 20. What do you do in your time of prayer? How well do you pray? They've become pastors today. And even they are still cell leaders, they would have gotten there. We saw someone like Pastor Sonny get almost getting there. Are you hearing me? Because he's a man of prayer. When you pray, in a secret, it will show in the physical. Are you hearing me? Don't pray because you want your brother to see you pray. Don't pray because Philemon knows he gets to go coming to his house around 2 p.m. So they will let him start praying by 1:30 and he will come to you pray. No, don't pray because you are like the hypocrite. Pray because prayer is your character. Don't pray because you want to show up that you can speak tongues. Don't pray because you want to show up you have phonetic tongues. Pray because prayer is a lifestyle. Are you hearing me? It doesn't matter, it's not, you see, you might not have, you see, hallelujah, just pray. Just pray. That's where the prayers you go. Because that is the only way you know. Hallelujah. The prayers you go. You know, I told you the years back, and then today we'll get to a point. I don't know why these things sometimes slip. I said today we'll get to a point. Somebody will step on you, the other than you to say, waka. We've talked about that during a message titled Your Response. Your response. I said your response tells how well the word of God has dropped in your heart. Somebody hits you. The way you respond will show who you really are. I was coming down from the bus. I was not driving, I was coming down from the bus. And by mistake, my shoe stepped on the white garment woman's white. She was just coming from church. And as soon as I got there, I know what she said. Ori Ope. Old woman. And I said, ma, I am just coming back from church. That was the only thing I said. I was just coming back from church. I said to her, I said, ma, you're just coming back from church. And the first thing that came out of your mouth is Ori Ope. It showed there's a problem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when I said so, she became sober. I know I've driven home my point. She became sober and didn't talk to me and just sent her another bus and was good. But I've driven home my point. Your response. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be drunk with wine when it is excess. He said, be filled with the Spirit. He said, how? Who you know? He said, you begin to sing to yourself. Oh, hallelujah. You begin to get spiritual songs. Hallelujah. You begin to get spiritual songs. Hallelujah. You begin to sing and making melody in your heart. Making melody in your heart. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter the amount of unspeaking, of unpraying people around you. Pray. Hallelujah. Before you take a step as a believer, pray.
Hallelujah. Why do we pray? It's an instruction. Why do we pray? It's a fellowship. Hallelujah. So pray. Don't wait for prayer points. Just pray. Just pray. That's where the prayers to go. Because that is the way we know. Hallelujah. Let's be on our feet.